Psachim chapter 7, Mishnah 4, Chamisha Devarim Boin Betuma Va'ena Nechalim Betuma. There are five things which were offered up in uncleanliness, meaning that if the majority of the Kohanim were unclean, they could actually offer up the sacrifice in uncleanliness. But they couldn't be eaten. All of these things we'll see now, these kinds of sacrifices, there was a part of it that was eaten, and that couldn't be eaten in uncleanliness. And they were Ha'omer, the Omer offering, the offering that was brought on the second day of Pesach. It was barley flour mixed with a little bit of oil, and they would bring a handful and burn that up on the altar, and the balance the Kohanim would eat. So they could offer up on the altar in impurity, but they couldn't eat the rest. Ushtei Alechem, the two loaves that were brought on Shavuot, those two loaves could be offered up. We'll see just now how they were offered up, and then the Kohanim couldn't eat them, but they could be offered up in impurity. Lechem Apanim, the showbreads, the 12 loaves that were placed on the table every week, and every Shabbos they were removed, and the new ones were put on. So the ones that were removed used to be eaten. They could switch them out in impurity, but they couldn't then eat them. They weren't allowed to be eaten. V'zivchei shalmei tzibur, the shlamim offerings. Now these were the two offerings that on Shavuot went with the two loaves of bread. So they would bring two little lambs with the two loaves of bread, and the lambs, and they used to actually wave them. They used to hold them and wave them, and then offer up the lambs, and then wave the pots with the breads again. So all of that they could do, but if they were impure, they couldn't now eat the breads or the parts of the lambs that they would eat. U'seira Rosh Chodeshim, and in the last case is the goats of the Musaf offering of Rosh Chodesh, of the new moon. Those could also be offered up, but not eaten in impurity. And then different is HaPesach, and that's what's in this Masechta, Shebo Betumah V'Nechal Betumah, because the main part of the Pesach of offering, main part of all the offerings we've mentioned up until now, is the offering up. The eating was secondary, but the Pesach offering, the eating is the main part, and the offering up is secondary. So the Pesach offering, if the majority of the Kohanim are impure, or now the majority of the people of Israel, because now it applies to everybody, then in this case, it could be offered and eaten in uncleanliness. If the majority of the Jewish people were impure, they could still offer up and eat the Pesach offering. Shelobo mitchilasoi elal achila, because the reason, the original purpose for bringing the Pesach offering is the eating of the Pesach offering. And in that respect, it differs from all of the other offerings.